How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall share an adventure with one of the greatest American explorers who is equally famous as a statesman and military leader. But first, a word from your announcer. And that's very good advice. Now step with me behind the scenes and prepare for a thrilling adventure. We're in the wild desert country of Africa. We see two men, one white, the other black, worming their way through the dense African bush. The white hunter recalls the promise he'd made 2 days before. A giant black-maned lion had been raiding the native village near which he was encamped. 5 people had been killed by the blood-maddened beast. So swiftly and so silently had the kills been made that the superstitious natives had almost deified the animal. Some of them believed it to be a demon god from the other world. The explorer had told the chief that he would seek out this devil and destroy him. Before the two men, the character of the growth changed into a vast grassy plain with here and there thick clumps of thorn trees and yellow-stemmed mimosas. In the distance, they could see a great forest behind which rose majestic blue mountains. Bogo pointed a long, wrinkled finger toward the mountains. There are the mountains of the gods. Somewhere between here and there walks the black Simba we have sworn to kill, the devil god of the Swahili village. Mountains of the gods of Africa, devil gods that kill and then disappear into the jungle night. Bogo, do you believe in all this? The old warrior was thoughtful. Bwana, I am of the Swahili people. All of us believe in gods, but I know that Simba is not one of them. He is just an overgrown lion gone mad with a bloodlust. I'm not afraid. The two men walked cautiously into the dense tangle of tall grass. Game trails were everywhere, cutting the territory into a maze of tortuous passages. The gun bearer suddenly reached forward and touched the shoulder of the man ahead. Simba! Bwana! A fierce roar came from a thicket of sawgrass ahead. The lion had evidently been at a kill when the men had come upon him. The beast rushed out into the narrow trail, halted a moment, then raced toward them in great bounds. Now he stopped and crouched, his fangs bared in a snarl. His tail lashed the ground, throwing up tiny clouds of dust. The native shouted, "Shoot, Bwana, before it's too late!" The white man fired 2 shots into the shoulders of the animal. But the great beast wouldn't fall. It gathered its strength into a mighty leap. The men stepped to one side, but they were just a fraction too late. The heavy body hurtled through the air with such speed and force that they were knocked to the ground. A savage claw lashed out at the almost helpless man. Exciting, isn't it? But before the dramatic conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. Bwana Tumbo, though dazed, was the first to recover. He fired point blank into the lion's face. The beast moaned loudly, coughed, and fell dead. The white man lifted the shaggy body to one side and helped his gun bearer to his feet. A smile wreathed the old warrior's face. "We are very lucky this time, Bwana, but the devil god is dead. The people of the village will be happy." That night there was much rejoicing in the village and in the camp of the safari. The natives danced the victory dance in honor of the white man they called Bwana Tumbo, the mighty hunter. The big game hunters gathered around their campfire to hear the adventure of the man who'd bagged the great black lion of the Kapiti Plains, Teddy Roosevelt. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.